Welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you. And I'm here with Blue Valley Randolph High School Middle School Principal Marion Mazouk and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. And Cliff, earlier you talked about school funding and that debate that goes on in Topeka as this legislative session is a few weeks underway. And I was just curious, and we kind of talked about it a little bit during the break, but as far as sort of smaller school districts like Riley County, like Blue Valley Randolph, when you're looking at this school funding debate, what's really the big thing you're looking at? Is it really any different in Manhattan High and those bigger school districts, or maybe it's about the same?
Well, I think we all look at it when we look at enrollment, and it's so critical there. Are you up or are you down? You know, for instance, we're down, and looking at our numbers, we're anticipating we'll probably lose about $82,000. Most of us are maxed in our LOB.
And LOB standing for?
A local option budget. Used to be called the supplemental budget, and that was there just to try to help you purchase some things that you normally wouldn't do. And you were kind of trained not to put a lot of your main resources in there, like you wouldn't put your teacher salaries in there because you really know you have to have them. And so also looking at the base, you know, if you're in our scenario where your enrollment's going down, you would like to see that base number go up to try to offset that, you know, increasing cost, you know, just like all the local homeowners see that COLA go up every year. And so, you know, I can't speak exactly to what Manhattan would be, but I think, you know, smaller schools, you're definitely watching that head count. You want to know what that base is, what kind of burden that's going to be for your local taxpayers.
And Marion's pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, I know when I have discussions with Mr. Burton about funding, he's always, you know, enrollment always seems to be the number one topic that comes up, and you kind of have to go from there because, you know, you have only a certain amount of kids you have to work with, and then you got to go from there. So he really handles the financial part of it and keeps us what we need to do and on track. And I mean, it is important what he does, and looking at, you know, looking into the future, trying to figure out what the legislature is going to do, and you got to anticipate because, you know, you don't get your budgets decided till, you know, June, July, and so you kind of have to look ahead and do it. But yeah, enrollment is always a critical factor when you're with your smaller schools because, you know, that can either gain some money or you're going to have to find a place to replace it.
If anything, really, it just sounds like just the margins are a little thinner.
Yeah,
as far as
right.
Definitely looking at the budgeting. Brady Bowman with Blue Valley Randolph High School and Middle School Principal Marion Mazouk and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. And Marion, you were telling me some things over the break about really some exciting partnerships that your school district is looking at.
Yeah, since we got this bond passed, we're looking, like I said, to build our ag facilities. And looking into the future, we want to try to keep that with our students. Not just make it a traditional pathway of, you know, 4 years going to whether it's VOTEC or whether it's college. We want to try to get a partnership, a better partnership with MATC or K-State, and try to get some advanced classes in at Blue Valley. I mean, we already have students could take some college classes, but we really want to get them career ready when they get out of high school. So, you know, if we have the facilities in our shop for some of our students that, you know, maybe they can get their basics, their freshman, sophomore years, and get an accelerated program into one of these areas that MATC is offering that we can do at our building, get our kids, some of our kids, as soon as they graduate from high school, all they really need is just another year at MATC and get into the workforce quicker and just a career path that, you know, they don't have to go back to taking some of the same classes that they had to at high school, just that they had to in college. So we're going to meet with KSDE, the Education Commissioner, Dr. Randy Watson, here in the first part of February, just to discuss how we can implement this or what, you know, maybe if there's some funding available through the state that, you know, that we, with our CTE programs that we can use for that and just a way of getting it started. And of course, this will all not take place till after we get our new ag shop in and some of our other stuff done, and we can just kind of – we're just trying to plan for the future, what's down the road with all the facilities and all the things that K-State has to offer in our location. We really want to try to do what's best for our kids and give them another option for a career that they can go into. I mean, we're an agricultural-based community with our kids, but that doesn't mean that they all have to go into those pathways either. So we're just trying to see what's out there, and we got some teachers that really are committed to getting these kids ready for the workplace. And that's your ultimate goal. You want to get these kids ready for school when they graduate from Blue Valley, whether it's traditional, you know, 4-year, 2-year, or going out in the workforce right away.
And Cliff, you had some things you want to mention for your school district, like housekeeping type things.
Yeah. We're proud to announce that our cheerleaders placed fourth in the 3A division of the inaugural Acacia Game Day Spirit Showcase. They were very proud, and the board recognized them at the last meeting. And speaking of the last meeting, I'd like to introduce Justin Ricketts and Samantha Brown, two of our new board members. We also had an incumbent, Nathan Mead, from the election in November. So we're happy that they're joining the Riley County team there as board members, also being parents. So we look forward to what they bring to the table there, and would encourage parents to continue to go to our website. The board in the January meeting also adopted the 2018-19 school calendar, and we're always getting questions as parents get ready for the summer, even though it seems like a long ways away. It'll be around here, and they want to know when enrollment is, so that's on our website here. And I would echo what Marion said. We're also doing a lot of curriculum-type discussions and getting ready for future endeavors and looking at those pathways for our kids, and we're excited about some things that we're trying to work towards.
And we do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Back to your Votech training, I took a 4-year tool and die apprenticeship and a year of air conditioning and then 4 years of inside electrical work, commercial and all, and you would be amazed at how much mathematics there is involved in learning the trade. See, we don't want to forget the learning, mathematics learning, as well as the hands-on. Thank you for your attention.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I would have to. I would totally agree that, you know, learning these tools, it really is the basics. The math. There is a lot of math involved, or science, and you know, just be able to communicate with your English classes. So, it starts in your middle school, getting them the good basis so that when they get to high school, they can take the more advanced math classes, get as much math as possible. Because you know, if you're going to go to a 4-year college right now, or you have to have 4 years of math. They want that fourth year of math for you. So yeah, it's definitely something that everybody has to work at. It's just not the ag teacher or just the science teacher. I mean, everybody's got to be on the same pathway as far as what's best for these kids. And you know, there isn't any shortcuts to getting what you need. You just have to, but you need to start early and think about it and take those classes that you need.
All right, just maybe a minute before we move on and get Bill Anderson with the MHK Housing Authority in here. But before we go, anything else, Cliff or Marion, that you want to go over that maybe we missed?
I just encouraged parents to continue to support their schools and get involved. You're always welcome. We have an open door. Use our website. There's so many things going on. Kids are very busy. We appreciate all the support. And again, we'll just thank all of our patrons and the county officials that have been helping us through these snow days. It's a real partnership. They do a great job of getting out there and really try to prioritize some bus routes. We share some different locations, and we couldn't do it without them. So,
yeah, I would totally agree. It's this time of the year, everybody's got to coordinate and support. We really had a lot of support from our community to be patient and waiting for the roads to get cleared and so forth. So yeah, I totally agree.
Well, and here at K-Man, we appreciate you for always communicating with us so we can update our closings page and all that. It's a partnership all the way around. So appreciate that so we can get that info out to our listeners. Let's go ahead and go to a break. Thanks so much for coming on, gentlemen. Bill Anderson with MHK Housing Authority. We on In Focus next here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank is big on you.